Musicians have been hit especially hard during the COVID-19 pandemic, with the loss of live music severely impacting many of them, both financially and mentally. An RMIT survey aims to find out just how Victoria's musicians are coping with lockdown and what can be done with them when the time comes to rebuild the industry. Spencer Fulgrabe spoke to media lecturer at RMIT, Dr. Catherine Strong, about what the survey aims to discover.
The survey is designed to find out how people in the music industry are coping at the moment. We want to find out how much income they've lost, and we also are really interested to find out what positives are coming out of this as well. So we are asking people questions about what new skills they've learned, and also trying to get ideas from people about how they think things could be improved as the music industry starts up again.
What kind of negative changes has COVID-19 brought with it for Victorian musicians?
The most obvious thing is that there are no live gigs happening at the moment, which has very serious consequences for any musicians who make money, particularly those who live off their music craft. It also has very serious consequences for the venues where people play. And that's something that potentially could have a lot of ongoing impacts in the future. If some of these venues have to close down, then there could be holes basically left in the music industry ecology. So you do need venues of different sizes in the music scene to enable bands to initially start out and have their first gigs where just a few people come along, but as they improve and as they get better and more popular, they can move through different sized venues till, if they want, if that's what they're interested in, they can become a band that tours around the country or perhaps even around the world. And if we end up with big gaps in that infrastructure, and that really could have serious flow-on effects for a whole generation of musicians.
Have many Victorian venues closed down?
At the moment, there are quite a few of them that are talking about struggling. We are seeing some venues, like the Tote, for instance, put up a fundraising plea up quite recently. So it's not going to be surprising if we do start to see some of them closing down or simply just not starting up again at the end of this. So we won't have some big announcement that they're closing down. They just won't be there anymore when we come back.
Have there been any positive changes to come out of the pandemic for Victoria's musicians?
Yeah, I think the most obvious positive thing is that people have worked out that there are other ways to play their music to people than they may have ever considered in the past. And the most obvious of these has been the online streaming concerts that we've been seeing happening. The most prominent of those, I think, has been the Isolate series, which has happened over a number of weekends. And that has given a lot of local musicians an opportunity to get in front of an audience that they may have not been able to get in front of before, in terms of it being across the country or potentially even across the world. So there was no reason why people from different countries couldn't be tuning into this online series of concerts. People are thinking a bit differently about the ways in which they get their music out there, and I think it's definitely quite possible that some of these new techniques could continue to be around when actual live gigs start up again.
What kind of changes do you hope to invoke with the survey results?
What we would like to do is to get some information about who it is in the industry who's being hit the hardest. So we are asking a bunch of questions about who people are who are filling out the survey, and that's in terms of things like, are they men or women? Are they people who identify as First Nations people or who are from different types of ancestries? Are they people who identify with a variety of different sexualities? Are they people who have caring responsibilities? Because that's something that a lot of people have been saying, having kids at home is making it hard for people to do a lot of different things, and there's no reason why music making wouldn't be one of those as well. So we want to cut it down by all of these different factors, but also we are asking which part of the music industry are people in. So are people who are running venues being hit a lot harder than, say, people who are working behind the scenes in management or running a label? So getting that really fine-grained information will help us to make decisions about where help is most needed once things start to click back into place.
Media lecturer at RMIT, Dr. Catherine Strong.